Hello, YouTube. Why do I always clear my throat at the beginning of tutorial? Not sure. Anyway, as you may have known, my computer was down for a while, and that was because of a virus, a Trojan rootkit virus. And so, as you can't see this little object doc I have, it's Stardock object doc. I have most of my programs installed. Not all of them yet, though. I'm going to do this because it has been more than a week. Okay, and about the auto pan and full screen. Lots of people like full screen tutorials. I recognize that. So what I'm going to do is alternate week by week auto pan full screen. On full screen, I will just turn my computer's resolution up to max, so it would make it it will make it easier to see. I'm also considering incorporating a rating system in my tutorials, like 5 stars, but I figure that will pretty much ruin my view count, so I'm not going to. So to find out how hard it is, you'll just have to watch it. Haha. Okay, and on auto pan, for all of you who think it's very annoying, I will try to move my mouse fairly slowly. Okay. This tutorial is going to be showing you how to make text like the CrownSoft text because it was pretty much discontinued anyway. No one ever went to the site or anything. Okay, so it doesn't really matter what size because I'm just going to be showing you. So here's our image. Just going to take the text tool and actually, let's make this a black background. And take the text tool and select white. I'm also trying to make my user tutorials much more comprehensive, as I've had tons of requests for that. So I'm just going to up the size and change my font to Sans Bold. On the CrownSoft logo, I use the Batman Forever font, and that is the font I used. Although, because my hard drive was wiped, I kind of lost that font. So I'm just gonna do GIMP. No. How? Okay. Make that bigger. Sorry, moved too fast there, I know. Okay. Make the layer smaller just by dragging on the edges. Then I'm gonna move it to the center. Okay. Now, on my text layer, I'm going to be showing you how to get rounded corners. So go Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and just like a Gaussian Blur of 5 is okay. So as you can see here, the text is very blurred. What you want to do is you want to go Colors, Curves, select Alpha, then just move both of your lines so that it's more horizontal, like this. So I think that's okay. So there is our rounded corners, and then I'm just going to apply a very small Gaussian blur, and you'll see why in a sec. Just like a 2. Okay. Merge this layer down by right-clicking, then going up to Merge Layer. By the way, the next tutorial will be full screen, just in very high resolution. Select by Color tool, and select the black. Now, we did this Gaussian blur right here because it makes our text a bit bigger. It's not quite just the text, which is what we want. In fact, I think I may do a bigger Gaussian blur. Sorry, move my mouse fast. There. Now I'll take color select, and that makes it even bigger. Go down to make a new layer. Call this metal. Okay. On the metal layer, taking your gradient tool, select your foreground color as a fairly light gray, and your background color as a fairly dark gray. Stroke down. Whoops. I forgot. You have to go to Select, Invert. which inverts the selection, as the name suggests. So now we have some gradiented gray text, which is what we want. Go File, whoops, Select, None. Make sure you're on the metal layer. Now go Filters, Map, Bump Map. Now, on the Bump Map screen, it will originally say your first layer. No, what you want to do is you want to go to your background layer. And this will create a nice extruded effect. My settings are azimuth, 135, elevation, 45, depth, 3, and the rest, 0. And that's pretty okay so far. Sorry, then you want to go colors, curves. Now, make sure you're on value, and this is the very tricky part about this tutorial. Yeah, I'll just keep it here. You have to kind of adjust the curves in a wave-type pattern, and you'll see why. And it's a rather stunning effect, if I do say so myself. And you can just play with it. Playing with it is the best solution. Okay, so that is pretty good metallic text, and you do pretty much have to get it right, otherwise... As you see here, we're starting to develop little ridges with stray pixels that really look out of place. So, I showed you my example before, and that is how it should have looked. You can go back and pause. I can't get back there right now, and I don't want to do curves again. So now I'm just going to teach you how to... actually, I can't. So, I will do that on a separate tutorial. It's just going to be how to do a straight reflection. So, thank you for watching this tutorial, YouTube. I apologize for being out for a while. And I'm considering about... No, never mind. So, never mind. Thanks for watching this tutorial.